Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. If you didn't like me then, you probably won't like me now, The Strange Tales Collection. By Amy Cross offers readers an intriguing dive into a series of dark, suspenseful narratives. Amy Cross is renowned for her ability to craft stories that keep audiences both engaged and on edge, and this collection is no exception. Each tale in the collection serves as a standalone narrative, yet all are connected through themes of mystery, suspense, and the macabre. By blending supernatural elements with psychological depth, Cross creates a reading experience that is both unsettling and thought-provoking. As readers delve into each story, they encounter uniquely flawed characters, unexpected twists, and chilling atmospheres that challenge perceptions and explore the darker sides of human nature. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, exploration of imperfect characters, one of the defining features of If You Didn't Like Me, Then, You Probably Won't Like Me Now, is its rich tapestry of flawed characters. Amy Cross excels in crafting protagonists and supporting characters who are far from perfect. These imperfections are crucial as they mirror the complexities and contradictions inherent in real life. The collection portrays characters grappling with their dark desires, past mistakes, and the haunting repercussions of their actions. These narratives invite readers to explore the gray areas of morality, where characters are neither wholly good nor entirely evil. Through their struggles, Amy Cross delves into the human psyche, exposing fears, anxieties, and the capacity for both cruelty and redemption. This nuanced portrayal adds depth to the stories, making them relatable and compelling. Secondly, intertwining themes of supernatural and psychological horror, Amy Cross seamlessly blends supernatural elements with psychological horror, creating an atmosphere that is both eerie and intellectually stimulating. Each tale introduces elements that transcend reality, playing with the idea that unseen forces may influence human behavior. At the same time, Cross delves deep into psychological horror by examining the mind's complexities and the things that are truly terrifying: paranoia, guilt, and inner demons. This combination creates a chilling narrative that keeps readers guessing about what is real, what is imagined, and how the two intertwine. By not clearly defining boundaries between the natural and the supernatural, Cross peppers an ongoing tension that drives each narrative, allowing readers to explore the fears of the unknown alongside the horrors of the mind's dark recesses. Thirdly, unexpected twists and narrative turns. The Strange Tales Collection is notorious for its unexpected twists and turns, a hallmark of Amy Cross's writing style. As readers progress through each story, they are often led down one path only to be jolted in a completely different direction. Cross masterfully uses misdirection and surprise to keep readers on the edge of their seats, turning predictable storylines into complex narratives with unforeseen outcomes. Her ability to weave intricate plots that challenge and surprise readers is evident throughout the collection. These twists are not merely for shock value. They serve to reveal deeper character motivations and illuminate hidden truths, making each story resonate long after the final page is turned. Fourthly, atmospheric narrative style. Amy Cross's narrative style in this collection is richly atmospheric, immersing readers in environments that amplify the suspense and dread present in her tales. She employs vivid descriptions and sensory details that evoke a strong sense of place, whether it's a desolate countryside or a shadow-filled urban landscape. This meticulous attention to setting not only sets the tone, but also works to mirror internal conflicts faced by the characters. The atmosphere becomes a character in itself, with dark, foreboding spaces and claustrophobic settings that heighten the tension and emotional impact of each story. Through her skillful use of atmosphere, Cross ensures that readers are not merely observing events, but are deeply involved in the unfolding drama, feeling the chill of dread alongside her characters. Lastly, themes of alienation and isolation. Another significant theme in If You Didn't Like Me, Then, You Probably Won't Like Me Now, is the exploration of alienation and isolation. Many characters in these tales find themselves physically or emotionally isolated from others, either by choice or circumstance. Cross uses this isolation to delve into how separation from others can exacerbate fears and lead to a distorted perception of reality. The feeling of being cut off from a support network often leaves characters vulnerable to both external threats and their own inner turmoil. This theme reflects universal human fears about being alone and misunderstood, adding an additional layer of psychological depth to the collection. By presenting isolation as a double-edged sword, Cross invites readers to consider their own connections and the roles they play in mitigating or amplifying personal fears. In conclusion, If You Didn't Like Me, Then You Probably Won't Like Me Now by Amy Cross is well-suited for readers who have a penchant for suspenseful, thought-provoking narratives with a blend of supernatural and psychological elements. This collection will particularly resonate with those who appreciate complex characters and intricate plots that challenge perceptions and explore the intricacies of human nature. The book's exploration of imperfect individuals and its ability to weave together horror and suspense with psychological realism offers a unique reading experience that goes beyond mere entertainment. It prompts readers to delve into their own fears and question the line between reality and imagination. Whether you are a fan of horror, psychological thrillers, or simply enjoy tales that stay with you long after you've finished reading, this collection provides the opportunity to engage with narratives that both entertain and provoke deeper reflection. The stories can also benefit your life by encouraging you to explore themes of redemption, resilience, and human connection, all while testing the boundaries of fear and intrigue. By reading this collection, you can gain insights into the darker facets of the human experience and appreciate the complexity of the human psyche in both fiction and reality. If you would like to support Amy Cross, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.